Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Got no reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me when I see and hear. Dime's a nickel and a nickel's none. I throw myself into the Sunday sun. A summer Sunday when you went insane. You said you're going, but I said I came. I'm throwing oranges in an apple cart. The ties that bind are tearing me apart. Jenny says,
It's so good. It's so good. I wish Cowboy Moth had more great songs. They have a handful of really good songs, and then the rest of it's there. Of course, they've been here a bunch, right? I mean, how many times has Cowboy Mouth performed at Vinyl? I mean, good Lord, I have no idea.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like every time I drive down, Palifax or Garden, I'm like, again? Okay, cool. Hey, go where your fans are. 437-1620, 437-1620. Very interesting. I actually got a couple of very fascinating things happened. One was an email that I got, and I guess it was through our website or whatever, which you can submit emails through the website. The email was basically raising the question of whether the way I cover Republicans and President Trump is actually a problem for Republicans. And I actually thought it was a really thoughtful email, and I really appreciate the person who sent it. So what they wrote was, there we go. I have been listening and enjoying the Andrew McKay portion of morning radio. I think he's trying to be fair with the Trump administration, but I am concerned. Listeners in the general public don't always understand these nuances. Andrew is a Trump supporter who wants to stay fair in his criticism, but the public won't hear that. They'll come away thinking conservatives dislike the Trump direction just as they did the Biden. This can lead people away from voting Republican in upcoming elections if they're not careful. I thought Congressman Petronas had done very well answering Andrew's concerns this week and last week particularly. So what he's saying is, not to mansplain his own email, but he's saying, look, Andrew's critical of, Trump and of DeSantis often. And, maybe people who are undecided in their voting or even Republicans might come away thinking that, these are bad Republicans or we shouldn't support them or vote for them. And maybe you're doing a disservice to the cause of conservatism or of the Republican Party by being that critical. And I wrote back, I thought that was a very, interesting observation. Not that I should, he's not necessarily saying I should shade it differently. But the typical response to this would be like, well, I'm a news person. I'm not supposed to think about those things. Oh, I do think about those things. of course, because I'm not just a news person. I'm also a, what would you call me, an opinion maker, an editorialist, a talk show host? I mean, it's my job to give opinions, okay? So I obviously care very much about the outcomes. So here's what I wrote. I said, thanks so much for listening and taking the time to write such a thoughtful comment. I personally appreciate the way you describe my show and what I try to do in covering Trump in my interviews with Representative Petronas. It's a very interesting idea you raise, which I think asks the question of me whether I should be primarily oriented toward getting people to vote Republican or whether I should be primarily oriented toward covering U.S. politics fairly and accurately. I want you to know I don't dismiss the question lightly, since I definitely care about the political consequences of my own speech. But I definitely come down on the side of being obliged to cover it fairly first, even if doing so has adverse political impact. I think my job is to be a consistent conservative, which entails praising my own party when justified and also criticizing it when justified. Same for DeSantis, Uthmeyer, Trump, Bondi, Petronas, etc. And for Democrats, by the way, of course, same. It would be easy to take the, I'm a journalist and it's not my job to control outcomes approach. But clearly, I'm also an opinion giver and it's no secret I definitely want my side to prevail, generally speaking. So I won't give that somewhat cliched answer. Nevertheless, I do have to trust that if I simply keep being fair, honest, and entertaining as best I can, somehow doing this is accomplishing what God has in mind for me in this job. And I have to rest my confidence in that, regardless of the electoral outcomes. Keep in mind, the contrary might also be true. Democrats or independents may hear the sincerity in a show hosted by a Republican that criticizes his own party and find that refreshing enough to consider supporting us in the future. They might say, hey, look, there's room in that party for people who don't just toe the line all the time and pretend the GOP is always right. But seriously, thank you for the comment. I find it very thought-provoking, and I appreciate that. If you ever text me during the show, please indicate that it's you so I note in the texting program. It's always more interesting to know the people I'm talking with. I of course, think about that. If I'm very critical, as I am at the moment, of a lot of things DeSantis is doing or Uthmeyer is doing, And I've always been critical of Trump, even though I voted for him. And I kind of trying to remind people of that. I actually did a radio interview with a friend who's got a syndicated show recently. And we were talking about all, because he's kind of in my position as far as a conservative who just finds Trump infuriating. And I kind of interrupted our conversation. I'm like, but let's make sure everybody knows neither one of us hate him. We think he does a lot of good things. And he's like, yeah, because but that, you know, you can fail to make that point as well. So anyway, 437-1620. If you have a thought, feel free to weigh in. You can always agree or disagree with me. No worries either way. We got weather to our east and our south, not right in our area. We're mostly dry and expected to be so. But if you're boating this morning or if you're headed towards Tallahassee, you want to be aware that there's weather out there. Also, it is Seafood Festival today, tomorrow, and Sunday downtown at Bartram Park. Outstanding event every single year with all kinds of fantastic music. In fact, today's music, well, I just had it in front of me. Where did it go now? Today's music, we've got Grassanova at 3 o'clock, Joe Pizzolatto Band at 5, Jenna McClellan at 7, and Mark Broussard at 9 o'clock tonight. Great food, activities for the kids, and just outstanding event every year. This year, sponsored by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. So, 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking of criticism of the Republican Party, find out why Brother Andrew really likes James Uthmeyer this week. Coming up next in the Transgressors Memorial Service, John Pickens has got traffic on the 5.
How do I follow that? Okay, one accident. Need to let you know about Navarre Parkway and Andorra Street. That just happened. Not seeing any delays yet, but I just wanted you to be aware of it. Other than that, I-10, I-110, they're all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Looking for a new home or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for former presidential candidate Kamala Harris for something she had written for her in her forthcoming memoir, 107 Days, The Untold Tale of the Most Incompetent Presidential Campaign in Modern History. In the book, the dazzling half-Indian, half-Jamaican former Attorney General of California, who people used to consider newsworthy, admitted that Governor Walz, affectionately known in some circles as Tampon Tim, was not her first choice for vice presidential running mate. According to excerpts witnessed in electronically secure compartmented rooms used to protect state secrets, such as her classified plans for an invasion of Bayran, from leaking prematurely, Harris claimed that Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg would have been, quote, an ideal partner if I were a straight white man. But we were already asking a lot of America to accept a black woman married to a Jewish man. Part of me wanted to say, screw it, let's just do it. But knowing what was at stake, it was too big of a risk. And I think Pete also knew that, to our mutual sadness. So in the end, Mamala decided that America is too backward, bigoted, and narrow-minded to vote both for her and a gay white man from South Bend, Indiana. And look, we understand the trepidation. Obviously, the only reasons she didn't win the election were sexism and racism. It had nothing to do with her being a genuinely terrible candidate who somehow was an allegedly successful prosecutor but also couldn't manage to string three words together coherently unless she was praising the virtues of school buses or the fictional book of Ecclesiastics or Venn diagrams. It was racism and sexism that kept her from becoming fully unburdened by what has been. So we sympathize with her fear of naming an openly gay married man without a lisp or even a single left earring, but that's precisely where she failed. Of course she was justified in believing that America is far too bigoted and narrow-minded to accept both a black woman and a gay man. After all, this contempt for the American electorate is completely normal in our party. It's the sort of thing we even preach in our critical race and queer theory seminars. Bringing all those oppressed identity politics checkmarks together in one ticket would have been the intersectionalityist of intersectionalities. Too much holy acronym string for any Midwesterner to accept. But you could have tried. Having the first LGBTQ2SIA+ VEEP candidate would have gone a long way toward preparing America for accepting the eventual first LGBTQAFOE negative president. Wait, which version did I use before? It doesn't matter, it's all a letter salad anyhow. Besides, even if she failed to get butt-edge-edge elected, that's perfectly okay. Remember what the 53rd principle of wokeism tells us. In politics, it's always nobler to fail gloriously in trying to do the right thing than it is to succeed in doing something that can actually be accomplished. After all, it is only in failing that we truly succeed. True words indeed, and after all, no Democrat since Jimmy Carter has been better at failing than Kamala Harris. So she should have known. One of our greatest virtues is the utter joy we take in not winning over and over again. And of course, in this case, she lost anyway, which means she accomplished nothing other than proving that President Never Ever Say His Name is really good at defeating female opponents. In fact, he's the only one who's done it twice, to two different women. So for willful failure to fail, and for denying America its first chance to elect two members of the Church of the Holy Word Salad, Kamala Harris, we cast thee out, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, performative male contests. In case you haven't heard about this dastardly new trend, college campuses across the United States are hosting satirical competitions in which men make fun of other men by pretending to be the kind of men who deliberately dress and accessorize themselves to be more appealing to woke feminist women. While it has always been true that men strive to seduce women by abandoning any sort of personal identity and instead presenting themselves as whatever they believe women want them to be at that particular week in history, the practice has taken a turn recently, since the advent of modern feminism. In the old days, you see, men would build muscles through working on their bodies, or build muscle cars through working on those bodies, or learn to play bass guitar, or memorize poems, or become good at football, or practice the Carlton, or wear excessive amounts of Dracar Noir. But then, in the aftermath of the sexual revolution, women's suffrage, and the advent of female engagement in politics, many men learned a different strategy: appear to be a feminist. Their rationale was obvious. If you want to get lucky, become appealing to the women who reject conservative morals like, you know, monogamy, abstinence, and chastity, because liberal chicks put out. So they learned to champion female causes, chant female slogans, and dress like female men dress. Well, since this was obviously being done by a lot of men who don't really believe in our cause and who therefore shouldn't be putting on our feminist accoutrements, our culture is not your costume after all, the idea of mocking the performative male was born. So in these contests, men make fun of men pretending to be feminists by pretending to be feminists. They adopt a sort of curated softness by wearing wired headphones, sipping iced matcha drinks, and pretentiously carrying around copies of Maya Angelou or Gertrude Stein with intentionally large print on the cover so it's easier to see what they're pretending to read. They wear unthreatening white t-shirts and carry tote bags with labubus clipped on the straps, perhaps even wearing a kafaya around their necks. carrying vinyl records, sporting ironic mustaches, listening to Indigo Girls or Lofi, and generally doing anything they can to avoid giving macho vibes or signals of toxic masculinity. The ideal is somewhere between Pedro Pascal and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Anything to appear sensitive, new-agey, and non-threatening, like a good little ally. Of course, the problem with all of this is that it makes a mockery out of men who really are sensitive, new-agey, and non-threatening. You know, actual men without any manhood, the kind of men that many feminists really want men to become. And by making fun of men who deliberately keep unkempt hair, two-day beards, and play acoustic guitar, these college contests are discouraging men everywhere from participating in our most sacred sacrament, the holy virtue signal. Fake it until you make it is literally our whole concept. Pretend to be woke long enough, and eventually cognitive dissonance will kick in and turn you into precisely the sort of emasculated, unisex, gender-free male mannequin that the modern feminist desires. A sort of pet she can occasionally reward with some actual light petting or a granola chew toy. So do we just want to sit idly by and let all the work we've done to teach men to debase themselves for a little female attention so that fewer and fewer of them actually become the sort of men who do productive things in society get squandered? Of course not. So down with performative male contests and up with performative males. Celebrate the anti-man, the submissive man, the non-threatening drinker of non-fat soy mocha lattes and ginger tea. Restore masculinity to its rightful place under the dominating heel of the enlightened Birkenstock stiletto. Be proud of your satchel and your wired headphones and your non-aggressive, limp-wristed scrolling pose. We see you and we honor you for sacrificing your gender on the altar of modern asexuality. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, and I know this one may come as a shock to you, but our highest honor this week, the corduroy vest with hemp ribbons dripped in patchouli oil, is being awarded to Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer for the outstanding work he's done facilitating a society in which citizens can turn each other into the government for non-compliant behavior. This week, Uthmeyer announced the creation of a web portal through which anyone can report on their fellow Floridians, people who they think are a risk of engaging in political violence. Of course, people can already do this through ordinary law enforcement mechanisms, but Uthmeyer has improved on this long-standing availability in two important ways. First, by centralizing the reporting page, the Attorney General is allowing the creation of a really first-class database of citizen information, people who might be viewed as non-compliant or rebellious or independence-oriented. Of course, he's only doing this for what he says are threats of violence, but once the hotline and the information gathering network are created, we can certainly turn it to whatever purpose we subsequently desire, and trust me, we will. Second, and this is our favorite part, he's done such fantastic work to normalize the idea that it's up to all of us, collectively, to police each other and to make sure that our neighbors and acquaintances know they can be ratted out to the authorities if we don't like what we see them saying online or doing in person. You see, one of the biggest struggles in establishing the kind of authoritarian society we hope for are those silly American notions of personal privacy, individual liberty, tolerance, and freedom from government oversight and intrusion. Some Americans even take these ideas as far as to say absurd things like stay in your own lane, mind your own business, and don't be a rat fink. But of course, if we're ever going to have the sort of widespread social control we need to really bring forth the utopia of the compliant, we need people to believe that government and your fellow Americans have every right to tell you how to live, to spy on you, and then to send your screenshots over to the authorities if you're not following the rules. It's everything we've been trying to do through homeowners associations, TSA security searches, anonymous animal welfare and DCF hotlines, and even the report abuse features on every social media platform. Policing our neighbors is everybody's business, and we're just so proud that someone who is otherwise our enemy, a conservative Republican, or so he says, will so willingly help us in our cause by actually implementing a thought crime hotline. So whether you call it Tattletales for Liberty, or Snitches for Freedom, or Collaborators for a Cleaner Florida, or something, you know, more slogany like Narcs of the Sunshine State Unite, we're just glad the Florida GOP has finally embraced the idea that informants are really just people who care enough to turn you in. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Before you leave, we want you all to sign up in the back for one of the three seminar sessions this month on calculated use of fake rapture dates to make Christians appear stupid. This week's event was a smashing success where our agents managed to persuade millions of people who don't actually read their Bibles that the return of Jesus can be known and was happening on Tuesday. Of course, when nobody got raptured, it made people laugh at all the dumb Christians and also scoff at the idea that Jesus might ever eventually come back. Our goal is to do this again at least 3 times in the next 5 years. We're amazed at how well it works every time, but if they keep falling for it, who are we to stop taking advantage of their gullibility? Am I right?
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
Might be a tad late to traffic, John.
That's okay. It was well worth it. Okay, butt edge edge.
It's his name.
That's the best way to say it. Anyway, all right, still dealing with that accident on Navarre Parkway and Andorra Street. We're seeing some delays both in the east and westbound and Navarre Parkway, so just be aware of that. I'm John Biggins with your traffic.
Well, it's his name, uncharitably pronounced.
Right, right.
But there it is. There it is.
I
can't. Yeah. All right. I don't even want to, force David. You got a quick headline for us, David?
Sure. President Trump announcing some new tariffs on drugs, trucks, and other products. They'll start in October. He said on Truth Social yesterday that 100% tariffs on pharmaceuticals will take effect October 1st.
And it looks like he might be paying farmers with the tariffs.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
We will not live on our knees. And you shouldn't either.
Former FBI Director James Comey is expected to turn himself in today, indicted on federal charges related to congressional testimony in 2020. About the investigation into Trump campaign Russian interference in the 2016 election. South Carolina Senate Republican Lindsey Graham.
If an FBI director can mislead a court to get a warrant against an American citizen to further a political conspiracy to destroy somebody you don't like, we're in a world of hurt.
Senator Graham on Fox. President Trump declares a TikTok sale to American investors satisfies a law requiring the app's Chinese owner to sell or be banned. Does this mean more pro-Trump content?
If I could make it 100% MAGA, I would, but it's not going to work out that way, unfortunately. No, everyone's going to be treated fairly.
He attends the Ryder Cup golf tournament on New York's Long Island today, Americans versus Europeans. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3 and partly cloudy this morning. PSC trustee Zach Smith raising some concerns recently about the leadership at the college.
Obviously, I appreciate all the good that Dr. Meadows has done for the community. I think we've seen that on display here today. But to be frank, last week, Dr. Meadows and I have had some difficult conversations. And I do think there are certain areas of the college where Dr. Meadows has not been providing adequate oversight.
And that from a recent Board of Trustees meeting, Smith told the board he was concerned that Dr. Ed Meadows hasn't provided enough oversight into making sure the college isn't spending money on anything DEI related. He also raised concerns about Meadows' involvement with Achieve Escambia, an organization dedicated to providing educational opportunities for children. But Smith said the organization's website appeared to support DEI initiatives. Smith also serves on the UWF Board of Trustees. Previously, he was in the center of the controversy that resulted in former university president Dr. Martha Saunders' ouster. Well, one of Pensacola's favorite events is happening this weekend, the Seafood Festival. Now, if you're heading downtown, we've got this advice from PPD.
It looks like the weekend weather-wise is going to be great, so we expect large crowds down there. Just be careful. The problem we have down in that area is parking in front of people's driveways, blocking driveways, and your vehicle will get towed if you do that. So just make sure you find a good place to park, a legal place to park, facing the right way, and everything will be okay.
That is spokesman Mike Wood. Now, this is also the first major event since open carry laws changed in the state. And Mike Wood did say that the festival has not decided to restrict carrying of weapons yet. But organizers could make that decision if they want to because it is a private event. So watch for any signs when you get to it. Term limits could potentially be on the way for county commissioners and school board members. A vote will happen November of next year.
A proposed constitutional amendment has been filed in Tallahassee seeking to impose 12-year term limits on county commissioners and school board members. If lawmakers pass the proposal, it'll need voter approval in the November 2026 elections. By the way, the 2026 legislative session gets underway January 13th. 2026. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Well, three more arrests have been made in connection with the murder of a 3-year-old Rilo Yancey. She was shot in a drive-by shooting in Fort Lauderdale last year. Police Chief Bill Schultz got emotional as he announced the arrests.
We know nothing can replace what you have lost, but please know this department will always be there for you.
20-year-old Antonio Carter, 19-year-olds Tommy Allen, and Andrew St. Louis are facing first-degree and attempted first-degree murder charges. They joined two other men who were arrested last March. It's 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Almost 6:35, so let's get an update on our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Couple of accidents on the book right now. We've got Summit Boulevard and Scenic Highway. We're seeing some delays right there on Scenic, so just be careful with that one. And also Navarre Parkway and Andorra Street. I'm starting to see some delays both in the east and westbound of Navarre Parkway. Other than that, everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at those wet conditions coming to an end as you head into the end of your morning. We're going to be seeing a much calmer afternoon, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. Going into Saturday, beautiful start to the day with some drier feeling air, high near 87 in the afternoon, plenty of sunshine. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Beautiful on Sunday as well, plenty of sunshine, high near 89, and by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
73, partly cloudy. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were mixed this morning as investors closely monitored a key inflation measure and weighed the state of the economy. The 10-year Treasury yield was marginally higher at 4.178%. The 2-year Treasury yield was little changed at 3.661%. Investors are awaiting the release of August Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Economists expect the print to reflect an uptick in inflation as markets continue to price in 2-quarter-point rate cuts at the Fed's upcoming meetings. CNBC reports Xiaomi is planning ahead for its next generation of smartphone chips. Company leadership said the company will not release a new chip every year like Apple does. Xiaomi also launched the high-end X-Ring 01 chip last year and committed to invest at least $7 billion over the next 10 years to develop its own mobile semiconductors. Futures are currently mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 173. That's Your Money Now.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Kid you not, they were actually playing this over the PA in Winn-Dixie yesterday. Yay, but also, I've reached that age where my music is the desired sweet spot for grocery stores, which is very insulting. it's not really where I want to be. Hey, we got the I-10 Wired Conference is coming up at Halloween, and joining us now we have the director of the event, the director of the summit, Jim Rhodes. Jim, welcome to Jackson Talk for a living. Jim, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
You're struggling like I am a little bit. A cup of coffee will fix that. Yeah, thank you very much for having me on board.
Absolutely. So I've never been. I know every year we promote it, and it's also the kind of thing that I feel like I ought to know more, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because, you know, what is it? I mean, what is I-10 Wired? Because I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, my God, everybody knows. And a lot of other people are like, I've never heard of it. So talk to those people for a second.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I still hear about how it's flying under the radar these days. It's been around for quite a while now. This is actually my 12th year directing the event. And essentially what it is, it's a cyber and a technology conference that we host out on Pensacola Beach each fall, usually in October. And when I say we, I'm referring to IT Gold Coast and the local chapter of Pensacola FCA. But it's basically, you know, a three-day event, get people, here along the coast and even at the national and global levels in a room for 3 days, just kind of, you know, sharing knowledge, best practices, connecting the community so we can grow, what we have here on the coast. There's a lot of things that are going on here in the Pensacola area that a lot of people don't know about. It's just kind of an opportunity to kind of showcase what's going on, not only to those people that are here, but like I said, at the national global level as well.
It sounds like it's Pensacon for tech nerds.
That's a very good way to describe it.
You can steal it. It's fine if you want to. But
it's
discussion seminars and presentations, right? And speeches and discussions and all of that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, the first day, we've added this on within the last few years. We host a free career expo. It's open to the public. Oh. Anybody's welcome to come down. And we're going to have about 25 employers there looking to fill some spots. If you're out there looking to get into IT or, change jobs or anything like that, come on down to the Hilton on Pensacola Beach from 10 to 2 on the 29th. And, put some resumes, get connected. We'll even have a mixer afterwards for people kind of let their hair down and get a little more, plugged in with what's going on around here.
The acronym for people who might not know, it's ITEN, so Innovation Technology Entrepreneurship Network, Wired. But, of course, I-10, since it's a long I-10, is kind of the play on words a little bit. It is coming up end of next month, so the 29th, 30th, and 31st, so think Halloween. The website, I-10 Wired, just like it's spelled out, I-T-E-N-W-I-R-E-D, if you want to get more information. Last thing before I let you go, Jim, is you mentioned a moment ago all the cool things going on along the Gulf Coast that people don't know about. Tell me something cool going on in this area that's, technology related or cyber related that maybe people aren't aware of.
Yeah. There's several out there that I can think of right off the top of my head. One of them is military focus. It's the Naval Warfare Information Training Center. It's right there in Corey Field. So this is where, all the people, that come aboard the Navy, they're in that, particular specialty. They go to train, and it's a really amazing facility. CISA also has an office out there as well. So, you know, there's a little behind-the-scenes peek there. But, you know, just on the, you know, private industry level, too, there's a lot of great things going on. We're going to have speakers from many of those companies at the event. So the best way to find out about what's going on here is to be there in person, you know, grab a cup of coffee and get to meet some folks, and you'll be surprised what's going on around here. It surprised me when I first discovered this, you know, about 15 years ago. It's crazy what's going on around here.
Cybersecurity, AI, robotics, healthcare, yep. National security stuff, all of that going on at the I-10 Wired Conference. That's why I wanted to have you explain it to me and also to other people, because I only vaguely knew what it was. So thanks, Jim. And by the way, the I-10's been going on, Wired has been going on as long as I've been hosting the show, so I feel dumb for not knowing it. But, you know, hey, better to fix it sooner than never. Jim Rhodes, he's the director of the Summit for I-10 Wired. Jim, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for putting on this great information resource for people coming up the end of next month.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. 6:44 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you have a company and you have to provide, you know, HR and payroll and health insurance and dental and vision and life and disability, and you use it to attract good people, you use it to keep good people, and you want to make sure that you're doing your best by your people, well, Torgerson Consulting can help you with that. You know, they've been doing this since, for more than 20 years here locally, but for us, for about the last almost 5 years, 4.5 years, we've been using them for our healthcare benefits. And what I noticed in going to them is that we got choices we didn't have before. We got plans and options that we didn't even know existed before. And look, they're not miracle workers. You know, the marketplace is what it is. Sucks. just, you know, thanks, Obama. But, you know, we are where we are. Okay. And so they are, I have confidence that they are going out and finding the best available, which is literally what they're supposed to do. And, you know, they're good at that. Also outstanding at customer service. So whenever we have questions, and trust me, my wife always has questions, detail or any questions, they have answers. So she gives them her star of approval, which is very hard to get for people who are in insurance. 433-9996. Give them a call. No obligation. Have them review what you're doing and see if there's a way to do it cheaper, better, or both. Or look them up online. Torgerson Consulting at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good. Seen some minor delays on Highway 90 as you head into Pensacola right at 9 Mile. But other than that, everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Tune in this Monday as WSRE-TV's Bill Harrell, executive producer of Studio Amped, and Mary Riker, WSRE marketing director, will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9 to discuss the upcoming Studio Amped concert series starting next week with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. It's going to be a fun-filled Pensacola Expert Panel show you don't want to miss this Monday at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
truth is, it's time. I told myself that when I got to the point where I could not give it my all, where I wasn't necessarily 100%, where I couldn't be the relentless competitor that you expected of me, that it was going to be time. And as hard as it is to say this, I reached the realization that it's time for me to step aside.
Bruce Pearl stepping down announced earlier this week that after, 11 seasons and completely resuscitating the Auburn basketball program, that he is getting out of the game. And if I read this correctly, turning it over to his son?
Yes, you heard that correctly.
Coach.
Yes.
Okay, War Eagle.
and it was really cool in the video. You see him handing the ball to his son as his son sits down at the desk.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's touching. 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, officials in Texas say a note found at the residence of suspected Dallas ICE gunman said he wanted to cause terror for the agents. The shooting Wednesday left one person dead, two others hurt. Other notes found at the suspect's residence in Oklahoma indicated that he acted alone. Well, Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson is chiming in on the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. He said the indictment is proof the president is using the government to go after his political enemies.
I really want to call him a name. But my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is asking me to just stay saved.
Looks like that might not be what you were expecting out of Brandon Johnson.
What?
Comey's facing charges of making false statements and obstruction of justice. Hey, how about this one, Andrew?
So he thinks that calling somebody else a mean name would jeopardize his salvation?
Wow. That's what it sounded like, yeah.
I'm not sure that he knows what salvation is.
At this point, no.
But okay, I like to joke about salvation, but he brought it up. Anyway, go ahead, David.
You just have to de-escalate the name, like Ninny Muggins or something.
Yeah. Ninny Muggins, by the way. Cotton-headed are the best.
And Merriam-Webster is adding
one of
a new...
my favorite singers.
Is adding a new word to their collegiate dictionary. They are adding doomscroll. The publisher announced this week they're revising and reimagining the 12th edition, a full 22 years after its last update. Other additional words include cold brew, riz, dad bod, hard pass, and cancel culture.
Hard pass is not even a...
It's a word now.
I guess it is. In talking about doom scrolling... I will tell the one nah, the a complaint I have about social media is, have you ever, and I know you have, but you see something, it looks vaguely interesting, you scroll down, you're like, wait, what was that again? I'm kind of interested. And you go up and you accidentally go too far and you refresh, and now it's gone forever.
Gone. Yeah, never find it again.
Hate that.
All
right,
awful.
David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, you know what? I guess I should take a second. I talked about the rapture thing that happened, didn't happen, earlier this week. And I actually wrote a very short piece about this on Facebook because I thought, this comes up periodically and it's so dumb. But here's my thought on rapture predictors. The Bible that I've read admonishes me to care about the end of the story. But it also warns me that nobody knows when the end of the story is coming, other than that many get this prediction wrong. So naturally, when I hear people claiming to know when the end is nigh, I infer these are people I shouldn't be listening to. Also, the fact that they're always wrong in their predictions means they end up making, Christians look like fools, which doesn't help our cause very much. With all that said, I always thought the atheists who came up with the idea of selling post-rapture pet care insurance to Christians... Did you hear about this?
Yes, a couple years ago?
We're actually pretty brilliant. I mean, I know you might want to make fun of it, but this is a very clever way to make a buck. And everybody wins. It's the ideal for capitalism. The atheist gets money for what they presume is never having to do anything other than make a promise, because they figure it's never happening. And even if they do have to do it, at least they made a buck. The Christian pet owners get some peace of mind about the fate of their pets in a no more Christians world. Whew. Stress relieved. Assuming everything else is correct, even the pets benefit from the care of some contract-honoring atheist in the future. So win, win, win. It still makes me laugh, but, literally everybody wins. One final note. The upside to reading Revelation is that it promises a blessing to people who do so. It's kind of a weird book that way. It does say that. The downside is that it's hard to understand. And in my personal experience, the people who really get into Revelation tend to become, that's the word I want, weird. Weird. And unfortunately, often quite strident about their interpretation that that's the only valid one. And, you know, you shouldn't make schisms over nine essentials, people. So, yeah, I was thinking about that this week. And we haven't had a fake rapture prediction in a while. But, you know, it's just, shh. And listen, I was born again into a Pentecostal church where, you know, our pastor was big into, you know, pre-trib, post-trib, millennial, preterist, all of this, you know, all of the stuff. And it's not that it's wrong to care about what the Bible teaches about a subject. It is good and noble and right to care about what the Bible teaches about a subject. But I will also say that the vast majority of the people that seem to get really eager about Revelation, they tend to just take the off-ramp to Weirdsville. John, you're giving me the agree?
Yes, I agree. Yeah,
so bless your heart. It's wonderful.
Bless your little heart.
But yeah. All right, 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 look good. Seeing just some minor delays right now as you're getting off of Highway 90, coming on to 9 Mile Scenic Highway bypass right there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I turned my own microphone on. That's
I didn't do it this
thing.
Time.
Oh, did you see the billboard, the Charlie Kirk billboards that went up yesterday?
No.
Oh, you probably didn't drive in the right place. I think there's one on 98, maybe one on Avalon. I'm not sure where the others are. But the billboard has got a picture of Charlie with his hand in the air in front of an American flag, you know, kind of a semi-triumphant fist in the air sort of thing. I don't know why I'm signaling the picture to you, John, because...
Well, because I haven't seen it
nobody
yet.
Nobody else can see. But if they can't see, why would I show you? It doesn't... If I need to help with a physical gesture explain the visual, I'm not doing it very well for the radio. It's just... Anyway. Also, can you... What percentage of the time am I gesturing or making hand motions when I'm talking?
Oh, about 75.
Yeah. All the time.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. I'm going to give you about 75 unless okay, you're pounding.
Once in a while, I'm hiding something. Anyway, let's see. Charlie Kirk, and the quote is, "Get married, have children, build a legacy, pass down your values, pursue the eternal, seek true joy," 1993 to 2025. Paid for by Alex Andrade, his political campaign. He bought the billboards.
He did?
Yeah. And he actually wrote kind of a touching note. He said, "After seeing the graffiti bridge mural deface so quickly," which of course is part of the nature of being graffiti bridge, "and knowing the heart of this community, it weighed on my heart to honor and celebrate Charlie Kirk's life and legacy. I hope seeing these around town inspires others to live their lives boldly, speaking the truth and living out their faith in Christ like Charlie did."
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I know there was some local, you know, troll. I mean, well, God, tough for me. I don't have any kids. The Apostle Paul didn't have any. I mean, just because there's a norm that we advocate as the general good pattern that people should practice doesn't mean that there's no room on the outside. It's kind of a Bible-themed segment here, but, you know, the Bible's very inclusive to the people who didn't have traditional families or any families at all. It's one of the weird things about it, like the social values, traditional family values kind of mindset that the Pharisees practice, the Jews practice, that Christians practice. The New Testament's actually very embracing of people who don't participate in that, you know, widows and the single and the eunuch and the, you know, just... So, do better. The theme of the segment is do better. Read more Bible. You'll be better off if you do. 437-1620, 437-1620. Trump says he's not going to allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Well, you know why they're threatening this. Because the rest of the world is threatening to recognize the Palestinian state as a thing. So, if the rest of the world is going to come in and try to... know, create a political reality that doesn't exist, that is contrary to the security interests of the one place where Jews can feel safe in the world, well, the Jews might say, yeah, you don't even get to keep this territory. That could be one solution. So this is not an out-of-the-blue reaction, and it's not necessarily the reaction that they'll take either. But it's, you know, well, you push, we push, right? That's how this works. Meanwhile, this might genuinely be the dumbest thing I've seen this week. We've got a state legislator here in Florida who has filed a speech crime bill. And not the Othmeyer thing. This is different. A House Republican, Chase Tremont, and I don't know this person. He's from Port Orange. It might be fantastic the rest of the time. The Recognizing Judea and Samaria Act, which would prevent any official document or government material in Florida from using the name West Bank to refer to the, well, you know, the West Bank. The area on the west side of the Jordan where the Palestinian Authority operates that is occupied primarily by Arabs. Bro.
Really?
It's called the West Bank. Everybody calls it the West Bank. Your pro-Israel virtue signaling is not helpful.